David, your thoughts on today's game here at Windsor Park?
You're laughing, Andy. Listen, hugely disappointing. It's not the way we wanted to achieve what the end goal was always at the start of the season, to be successful and win the league and lift the trophy here at home. So it was flat, it was disappointing. Disappointed for, you know, the players, disappointed for the supporters and everybody to do it today. It would have been nice to go out on a real high, but I certainly can't be critical of the players because they've been huge, they've been immense this year. They deserve a huge amount of credit. Restored and pride, and everybody says at Linfield you have to play for the jersey, you have to put a bit of pride in the shirt, and the players have done that. They didn't today. It was flat, it was disappointing, but the previous 9 months, I can't fault them, and they certainly enjoy their success and their joy that we should have tonight.
If you're going to lose at home, you know, the time to lose at home is when you've already got the league title in the bag, isn't it?
You might as well lose the way we lost. Yes, Andy. No, it's disappointing. It's always disappointing in the manner and whatever else. But listen, taking the positives out, I spoke to the players in there at the end. There was no words exchanged at the end apart from thank you. And we enjoy tonight. And it's a wee bit of a marker to say that we can't drop the standards like some of the other clubs maybe can get away with dropping the standards. We can't drop our standards, especially here at Windsor Park, or we'll be picked off like we were today.
Still 2 games to go, an opportunity again to see the character, to see who else can maybe get some game time.
Yeah, you know, we mixed it up again today. There was other lads who have come in at important stages this year and played an important role. So it's disappointing as everything was today, it was important that they see the level that we need to be performing at. So they might... Every setback has a plus to it, and you know, going forward we need to make sure that we're so much better than what we were today. And I say today I'm speechless, but I'm also so pleased and so proud of lift the Gibson Cup at home today.
A great occasion for Linfield Football Club today. I mean, we had 4 of our teams lifting trophies.
Yeah.
The whole occasion, everything went like clockwork.
Yeah.
A great family Linfield supporter occasion where everybody enjoyed, apart from the actual result,
yes,
everybody enjoyed the entire occasion.
Yeah, and rightly so. And there's a lot of hard work that goes on behind the scenes that a lot of people don't see. So it was important that some of the coaches and more importantly the players of these age groups were well received today. And well earned, because Linfield is a club tradition. It's not me setting the bar, it's not the board that's setting the bar, it's tradition that sets the bar there, here, that you have to be the best, the number one. First is first, and the old saying, second is basically nowhere. So the players understood, you know, the responsibility from day one today, and to lift it here at home. So you shouldn't certainly go underestimate it. They've earned that.
Thank you, David, for all your work over the season. I think everybody went away with the abiding memory of Jamie Mulgrew lifting that cup today.
I hope so. I certainly hope so. And on behalf, and I don't know while you've spoken to some of the players, I know for me, my thanks go to everybody who's supported us through thick and thin over the last 12 months. It can't have been easy. It's never going to be easy. Winning league titles, winning trophies is difficult. They're not just going to be handed, there you go, thank you very much, you can have a trophy. So we've earned the right, and I say on behalf of myself, the backroom staff, I know the board of directors, and the players, we thank the supporters for their week in, week out support. It means a lot. Clubs are they're not sort of built in short spaces of time. This is a tradition to come and support Linfield, and long may I continue, Andy.
There really is a feel-good factor throughout this entire club, isn't
there? I hope so. And when you hit rock bottom like we did last year, it's days like this. When you receive the trophy, you achieve your end goal. It makes it all worthwhile because there's a lot of sacrifices. People just think that the players just turn up on a Saturday, and there's a lot of sacrifices and hours and hard work and pre-seasons and everything else. And say they got their just rewards today.
You might just enjoy a few look-as-its tonight. Well done.
I think you're right, Andy.
Well done.